and scatter it to the winds in 1,000 pieces. Whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to that guy? Oh, right, he was shot in the head by a lone gunman. From behind, of course. I think it's time. I think it's time we shatter the CIA and scatter it to the winds. I think they are exclusively negative in terms of their impact here in America. Let's get rid of them already, can we, please? So, you know, it's just sort of like more of what we already know. It's a little bit frustrating. Same type of thing over and over again. We know Anthony Fauci was involved in the cover-up. It's never a question. That's not been a question. It was obvious from the beginning, just based off of the way he was acting and the facts on the ground. Like I said, somehow we figured this out in January of 2020. We're not super geniuses. We don't have spy devices in the NIAID. We just looked at the facts and went, okay, here's what happened. These people are evil. They created a virus. They're releasing the virus. They're going to use the virus to lock down the country to get mail-in ballots so they can cheat. This was all obvious. But okay, fine. Now we have another whistleblower coming out and saying again what we already know. And then we've got, like, we can't get the facts about events that occurred 70 years ago. We cannot get our own government's files on investigations into the murder of our president in the 1960s. So this is like a big problem, obviously, or it's more like a symptom of a big problem. It would be nice to know the truth. It would. But that's not really the concern here. The concern here is that it's like, how are we ever supposed to move forward when we have a 50-year backlog of lies and manipulation and deceit? And for the past 50 years, every new lie, every new act of deceit is piled on top of those initial lies and acts of deceit. How are we ever supposed to regain control of our country when we can't even get access to a bunch of files about a bunch of dead people? Everybody involved in JFK is dead. There's nobody they're protecting. I think they're protecting the nation state of Israel and their very apparent involvement in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Just look into it a little bit. So that in that way, it sort of falls into everything else that we talk about today. It turns out, folks, it really is the answer to why all these things are happening. Like, it's not actually that complicated. Why don't we have the JFK files? Israel. Why'd we go to war with Iran? Israel. Why are we building all these data centers out? Hey, guess what? It's Israel. Maybe a step or two removed, but I think I'll be able to lay that out for you today. So, you know, it's just one of these things where it's almost so ubiquitous that it's overwhelming and it actually, like, makes you sound crazy for telling the truth. It makes you sound like an obsessed anti-Semite if you just lay out all of the various ways that Israeli influence in America over the last century or so has destroyed this country from the inside out in, oh, so many different ways. It's a little frustrating. It's a little bit frustrating. It really, there's a lot of things. Like, I don't like talking about this stuff. I like this being a family show. I like talking about things that everybody can watch without throwing up. But I do have to cover Israel a lot. And when you cover Israel, you have to cover things like Israeli soldiers training dogs to rape prisoners. You think I want to talk about that? You think that's something I want to say on the air? It's absolutely not. But this is what we got to do. This is where we got to go with this. This is what we got to talk about. It's unfortunate and it makes you sound insane, but it's the truth. And it's one of those things where you'll see people posting this. There's very well-sourced reporting on this exact fact. And under it, you'll see people comment being like, hey, look, I'm not an Israeli shill or anything, but like, you can't just be saying this crazy stuff. You sound insane. And it's like, this has to be a strategy, right? This is a strategy that you do things that are so evil, that are so out of left field, that anybody talking about them sounds insane. Is that a strategy? And it's like, again, sort of ubiquitous when it's like, Who do you think killed JFK? Israel. Why'd we get into Iran war? Israel. Right? You're just like, Israel's the answer to everything. It's like, wow, this guy just is obsessed with Israel. Or Israel does all these bad things, and maybe we should all be a little bit obsessed with it until we can get out from under their influence, because it's clearly so incredibly negative and continuous, and it just goes on and on. So we'll talk about it. We will get into it, folks. Don't you worry about that. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty fascinating the way in which you can study the Eighth Front War like a real war, like the attack and the counterattack, the defensive maneuvers, the full frontal assaults. It's very fascinating stuff. And so what happened last week, this week, sort of in the last few days, is that you have this guy, Nicholas Kristof, who wrote an article for the New York Times called "The Silence That Meets the Rape of the Palestinians." So this type of thing. I got 4 minutes left in this segment. Just thinking out loud here. This is what's going through my mind as I'm covering the news. I got clips of Israeli soldiers on national television bragging about doing this. I'd like to show that to emphasize that, like, we're not making this up. This is insane. I have the story that actually exists about the systematic rape of Palestinians in Israeli jails. People who've never been charged for a crime, and yet some who have been hospitalized or killed as a consequence of the sexual assault, including dogs being involved. There's a lot of detail in there you'd want to get into. But then on top of that, you have the counterattack where Israeli Hezbollah propaganda media published a gruesome and largely fictitious account of what happened on October 7th, because apparently they somehow figured out that this story about Palestinian rape victims of Israel was going to come out. And so they countered that with their own explosive and bombshell story about October 7th. However, that story was written by somebody who's been a proven fraud and makes a bunch of claims that have been disproven routinely since they first emerged. So that's fascinating, the way in which the Eighth Front War is being carried out, and they are countering factual information with non-factual information. I want to get into that. But then it goes deeper, because I got to say, you start talking about the R word, and I can't help but want to transition over to people like old Jeffrey Epstein and the way that rape has been weaponized in all sorts of ways during this and other conflicts, including a story from the Rolling Stone from a guy who grew up living on the same block of Jeffrey Epstein, who says every single child in their neighborhood was sexually assaulted by multiple people. That might be a topic we want to look into and talk about. It might also explain some of the mindset that you see around the country. After all, my favorite meme of all time, that is my least favorite meme of all time, the picture of the 1950s family with the subtitles that are like, I've raped my wife. And the wife's like, I'm zonked out on sleeping pills. And it's like, well, yeah, no wonder a bunch of people think that I need it like tattooed on my forehead or something. I bring it up every show. But it's because it's so informative as to the belief system, the view of this. If you haven't seen it before, it's 1950s family looking lovely. And of course, all of the subtitles say, reveal the underlying disturbing, degenerate, disgusting, abusive facts of life under the sheeny, nice looking exterior. And it's like, it's pure projection, because apparently some people live in communities like that. Some people, like Jeffrey Epstein, grew up in communities where it looks nice. It looks like a 1950s white picket fence, Leave It to Beaver, style of neighborhood. But in reality, they're all getting raped behind the scenes. It's like, this is crazy. I've got a story. It's in the Rolling Stone. It's a full-fledged thing. It's the guy who grew up right next door to Jeffrey Epstein, knew him when he was a kid. I was like, yeah, it was a fact of life. Wasn't a fact of my life, not in the neighborhood I grew up in. But it's easy to understand how somebody involved in that would think everybody's like that, would think every family presenting itself as, loving and carefree is in fact seething, bubbling cauldron of hate. It's like, no, dude, this is you. This is you, apparently. I grew up with Jeffrey Epstein. Our neighborhood held dark secrets. So we're going to return to this on the other side. We're going to talk about rape. We're going to talk about rape in all of its various forms and all of its various uses by Israel in their desperate drive to conquer the world. So we'll get into it. We'll talk about it. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support absolutely everything that we do here. Methylene Red Capsules, our new product that we have on offer at thealexjonesstore.com. They're the Methylene Red Capsules built for everyday people who feel tired, foggy, worn down, mentally drained from everything happening every day. You can get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. When we're back on the other side, talk about all this crap.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.